Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends, and happy Independence Day, 4th of July, for all those here in the United States who are listening to the program. This week, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, we've been talking about what it means to become a follower of Jesus. What is a believer, a disciple? If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there on our website. You can listen to them right there or download them and put on whatever device works for you. The words of Jesus, these two words, follow me, are of such great significance. And it's important for us to be able to hear Jesus, what he has to say about it, because he wants to speak to each person who wants to, in some way, be identified with Jesus. Jesus wants to make clear what it means to actually become his disciple, to become his follower. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the program, it's simple on one level. What the word disciple means, to be a learner, to come after Jesus and to learn his way of life, to come to the place where we literally set aside all our own presuppositions about the meaning of life and the purpose of life and what my life's going to be about, and I simply let it go, or I put it to death, or cooperate with Jesus's work of putting it to death in me. And now what I seek to do is I seek to become another Christ, a little Christ. I want to think like him. I want to talk like him. I want to believe what he teaches. I want to live the life that I know that he himself has made me for. And that now becomes the central drive of my life. And when that reality lays hold of us, when we make a decision of mind, heart, and will to say, I am all in, Jesus. I don't know what it's all going to look like in my life, but I'm going to relinquish my control and my freedom to hold the reins of my own life, you might say, or to have my hand on the wheel. I'm going to let you, Jesus, be in the driver's seat of my life. I'm going to give you a blank check for my life. I know that to live now, as St. Paul says, to live means to live is Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So again, Jesus is the one who sets the terms of the relationship. We can't come to Jesus in any way we want to. That is, we don't set the terms. We don't fit him into our life. We enter his life. And that's a really important thing to see and to understand. Until we do, we aren't yet Christian, really. We're not yet converted. We might have spiritual inclinations. We might want to pick and choose certain things Jesus says that we like and want to identify with. But until we simply lay it all down and say, Jesus, I believe in you. I surrender my life to you. I confess my sins to you. I ask you to be the Lord of my life. I want to live totally and radically for you. I want to become your disciple. Until that's the intention of the heart, we're not yet converted. We're not really. We might go to church, but we still haven't come to the central decision point of what it means to follow him. So St. John Paul II, the recent popes have talked about this initial conversion in many ways. And here's what St. John Paul II said from a document called Redemptoris Missio. He said, from the outset, conversion, that is this turning to Christ, is expressed in a faith which is total and radical. So right from the beginning, it's the intention of your decision is to say, I'm going to live a faith, that is, I'm going to surrender my life and trust to you. I'm going to believe everything you teach me, and then I'm going to entrust my life to you because I know you have a plan for me, and I want to live out that plan. I want to live in your purpose and your mission. So that turning is a faith that's expressed in a way that's total and radical. So it's not limited, like, okay, I'm half in and I'm half out. Or, well, let's see, I'll make an initial step here, but I'm not sure I want to go all in yet. I'd rather just test the waters. And Jesus said, you're not ready yet to become my disciple if that's where you are. And radical means to the root, to the core, as I mentioned yesterday on the program. So right to the root, the core of your being, Jesus wants to lay hold of your life. The Holy Father goes on, he says, from the outset, this conversion is expressed in a faith which is total and radical and which neither limits nor hinders God's gift. At the same time, it gives rise to a dynamic and lifelong process which demands a continual turning away from a life according to my flesh to a life according to the Spirit. So he's talking about the two conversions, one, that initial conversion of becoming his disciple, and the lifelong process of conversion, of transformation of life in conformity to the person of Jesus. And then he goes on, he says, the church in America desires to lead the men and women of this continent now to encounter Christ. And to encounter Jesus is the starting point. That is, to hear his teaching, to know him. And then he goes on to say this, to follow Jesus involves living as he lived, accepting his message, adopting his thinking, embracing his destiny, sharing his project, which is the plan of the Father. It involves inviting everyone to communion with the Trinity and communion with one another in unity in Christ. It's the burning desire to invite others to encounter the one whom we have encountered. This is the start of the evangelizing mission of the church, and the church goes out to make disciples. And so you see, St. John Paul II stands in the teaching of Jesus and the apostles, understanding the total response to Christ that discipleship demands and requires. Go back to some of the gospel passages that are striking, that are shocking, shockingly clear, and can be even disturbing, the way Jesus talks about what it means and the cost it's going to be, the cost it will take to follow him. So here's Luke chapter 14, verse 25 and following. He says, Now great multitudes accompanied him, and he turned and said to them. Now here he's not just talking to the 12, to the apostles. It's not like they have a unique mission. But to follow Jesus, we have the same call they do. And Jesus is now speaking to a multitude of people. And he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Wow. That's radical. That's a high bar. That's demanding a great deal from what seems like ordinary people who just want to become believers. What does he mean? He doesn't literally mean hate in the way we mean it, like, I can't stand my father. No, that's not what he means. He means no relationship in my life. Not my father, not my mother, not my wife, not my children, not my brothers and sisters can take precedence over my relationship with Christ. My dad's will for my life, my mom's will for my life, my wife's will for my life, or my husband's will for my life cannot take precedence over Christ's will for my life. That's the one thing that matters. And total surrender to that is what it means to be converted and to become his disciple. And so see how clear Jesus is. And I don't want to miss this. He said, even one's own life. So you can't even have, as a disciple, the first claim over your life. It belongs to Jesus. In the contemporary world today, it just seems like madness. Because everybody is insisting on the radical right to total authority over themselves, they're the master of their own life and destiny. Friends, that's why the church is shrinking, because many of the baptized think that way. And number one, if you think that way, you'll never come to know Christ, despite what you might think you experience. You just won't. He won't reveal himself to you. There's not enough room for him in you, because your life is full of you, full of pride. You won't experience the anointing and grace and power and blessing of what it means to follow Jesus. Jesus will be a threat to you. Be a threat to your radical autonomy and your own personal kingship. You're going to be afraid that he's going to ruin your weekend, that he's going to upset your apple cart, and he will. But he's going to give you something much better. But you'll never know the better until you let go of your life. And so it's easy to live with a deception. Say, no, I need to be in total control of my life. That's the only way I'm going to be happy. That's the freedom I want. And as far as I can see, all the Christian stuff, all the Christ stuff, that looks like a lot of rules and oppressive morality and intolerance and all these kinds of things. And that's looking at it from the outside. You'll never see it until you're in Him. And then what looks like burden and a weight and boredom and the rest of it, it becomes life, like the commandments of God is life itself, like it was for Jesus. He said His very food, His life source, was to do the will of His Father. There's nothing better. There's just nothing better. So this is why Jesus has to be so clear. Because if you're going to follow Him in words only, or you're going to take up a part of what He's calling you to do, and you're actually going to be enslaved to someone else's opinion of who you should be and what you should do, or your own, you're not really His follower. And you won't be able to receive the grace He wants to give you, your life won't be transformed, and you won't be any use to Him in the mission He's come to accomplish, which is what burns in His heart, that is to bring the kingdom of the Father, to bring the reign of God. So if your heart's divided, you're not under the reign of Christ. You're resisting His rule and His dominion. And Jesus knows there's no life there. You're a double-minded man, as Scripture would say, and you're unstable in all your ways. He can't help you. You've got to give your whole life to Him. And so St. Paul expresses it in this way, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. And He died for all, that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for Him who for their sake died and was raised. Paul will say in another place, why did Jesus die and rise again? That He could be Lord of both the dead and of the living. That's the future for all those who are going to live in eternity with God. They have to come under the dominion and reign and rule of Jesus Christ. It's really foolish to resist that, you know? Jesus said, take up His cross. Here in Luke 14, He says, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple. So lots of people today might have a stamp on their forehead that says, I'm a Christian or I believe. But how they actually live their life is they're not taking up their cross. They're drifting with the culture. They're doing what they need to do to get along, to get ahead in the culture, to have a comfortable life. That's tragic, and it's living a lie. It's not taking the cross, it's not being a disciple. Because as Paul tells us in 2 Timothy, he said, indeed, all those who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, that is to be a disciple, will be persecuted, will experience trial, and it will be difficult. And Jesus said, follow Me. John 12:26, He said, if anyone serves Me, he must follow Me. And where I am, there shall My servant be also, and no one can serve two masters. So Jesus wants us to make a decision. So if we say, we approach Him, you might say, Jesus, what do you want from Me? He says, what do you want? Who's your master? That's the fundamental question for us. Saying yes to Jesus, that question has to be answered. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.